Well, good morning and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I'm Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Hello, Scott Anderson.
Hi, Doug Karsh.
What's up?
Well, just enjoying a, it was a good night last night.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Good hoops, good hockey, good times, and a good football game in college football.
The FCS championship game?
Yes, sir.
Brock Speck has a kicking problem. Illinois State's kicker had two kicks blocked at the end that could have won him the national championship, but whatever. I'm going to say something here, and you tell me if it's too much or it's totally true. Kang, I want you to sound off on this one too. Is it too much or totally true? Knicks, Cavs, Pacers, Celtics, your time is over. The East goes through Detroit. Full stop. Too much or totally true?
I don't think it's totally. I think it's totally true for this year. I think when guys get back to the floor, it might be a different story. Now we're going to have some real competition.
Hang another year on those guys.
Right? No, I like that. I like the chestiness, and I think it's mostly true. I think it does go through Detroit this year. I think you want to win the East, you got to beat the Pistons.
Kang, is it too much or spot on?
For the 25-26 season, it's totally true. I think it goes through Detroit this year. The Knicks, I think they have more like talent, pure talent. You know, Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, those, you know, Mikal Bridges. Those guys are legit dudes in this league. I don't trust Mike Brown at all. I know it's a terrible hire at coach. I think the Pistons, they're the team to beat in the East until proven otherwise. And they just proved it last night. Last night was belt to ass, boys. Belt to ass.
They clowned on the Knicks.
30-point win in front of Spike Lee.
On many occasions, I would like feel a sense of I'd feel sad for the other team. Like, oh, these poor guys. And I almost did, except it was the Knicks. So I didn't feel at least bit sad.
No.
And by almost did, I mean I didn't really at all. They beat the crap out of the Knicks.
31 points. I think that's a drubbing. That is officially a drubbing. Once you get past 20, it's definitely a drubbing. But they got past 30. They put so much pressure on the Knicks throughout the game. It beat them in every facet of the game. The only place they didn't beat them at was the free throw line. But outside of that, I mean, they shot well over 50% from the field. They shot over 50% from threes. They out-rebounded them, I think, 40 to 30. They committed fewer turnovers. They were stealing the ball. They were blocking the ball. They just did an amazing job. And
block shots, second chance opportunities.
So I'm flipping earlier. I watched right before halftime. I had the game on, and I saw that Jalen Brunson had like 17 points. He was scoring a bunch, and Cade at that time I think had 14, and then Cade drains a three and hits a layup and does something else, and the next thing you know he's got 20, but he had like 9 assists already. So Cade finishes with 29 points and 13 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson had 25 points
and
0 assists.
Zero.
Not a one from your point guard. Your point guard had 0 assists. Not much of a point guard if you're going to have 0 assists. Now, Brunson is a good player. He's a little bit unethical when it comes to scoring. He's always complaining. But you got to do more to help out your team, buddy. And he didn't. He did nothing to help out his team. 25 points, great, but you did not have a single assist in the game. Cade outscored you. And he added another 13 assists that lead to at least 26 points.
I got to hand it to the fans that were there last night. The persistence and the commitment to booing Jalen Brunson. It takes discipline. It takes a lot of stamina. Whole game. Let him have it. Was there an FU Brunson in there mixed in? It was hard to tell through TV.
Oh, Doug, I don't think people would chant something like that.
Well, fans in Michigan never say anything that crossed the line.
Not in the college or pro.
No. Was there an F.U. Brunson, Kang? Did you hear an F.U. Brunson coming through the TV last night?
I did not.
Oh, I thought I heard it.
Was it your wife that was saying it? She's a basketball junkie.
She is. 248-539-9797. Is it too much to say that the East goes through Detroit? Did the Pistons send the message that you're ready to plant that flag? The East goes through Detroit.
By the way, props to Kang for the shirt today.
The Pistons green?
I love that one from a couple years ago.
I got to tell you, I am so excited because at some point I'm going to debut. One of my kids got me for Christmas something Pistons related, and you are going to hate it, which excites me.
Sounds like a hat. And sounds like it's going to be flat brimmed and awful.
Does that fake hair on it? I know you hate the fake hair.
No.
Fake
hair. Oh no. If you don't even bother if that's it.
Gator did put on his list is visor fake hair guy.
Like the troll type hair, right? Yeah, that it spikes exactly. Up. Yeah.
Well, you'll see. It'll probably debut this week. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Tyler out of Cell, you're on 97.1. Hi, Tyler.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Hey, I'd like to hear what Robinson's got to say today after that Detroit's got a little good basketball team. Cute little
basketball team. Yeah, that was out of New York.
I bet it's a different ring to it today. Couple things. I think, obviously, they're off to an amazing start. One, we haven't seen in quite a while. They're playing just absolute caliber basketball, just front and end of it. They got depth, man. They got some depth where a lot of our teams, we can't say that, you know. We guys get hurt on these other teams. We get pulled these guys off the streets, it seems like. And with the Pistons, man, you get the bench out there with a regular – was just starting with the bench. And you're feeling confidence with the starters. So they got depth, which is awesome. The regular season, obviously, a little different than the playoffs. But we're enjoying the ride right now, man. We're enjoying it as Detroit fans.
It's really refreshing, and they're doing it shorthanded. They're doing it against teams that are healthy and in a definitive fashion. Like, I'm going to guess that deep down last night's game meant more to Detroit and the Detroit locker room than it meant to the 100%. Knicks locker room. So 100%. I'm not going to dismiss that, but it wasn't like the Pistons won by 12.
No, it was a, 10-point lead at half, and then all of a sudden it's 15, 20. And then they kind of, you know, the Knicks tried to come back a little bit, but at the end of the day, they just put them in their place, and it was great to see. It was awesome to see Spike Lee there, all sad and disappointed. Go to Brunson, throwing a fit. It's just great. It was great.
Even at the end, their head coach, they had a camera shot of the head coach with his head in his hands, and he was leaning forward. You couldn't see his face.
Mark Brown.
It was great. Actually, it was one of the assistants. I'm sorry. I got confused with the USC game. My bad.
Who also took a belt, belt to the hindquarters yesterday.
My bad.
Yes, that was a rough trip through Michigan for the USC Trojans. Nonetheless, the Pistons' definitive victory over the Knicks that was wholly satisfying. 248-539-9797. Is it too early to say that the road to the NBA Finals, the East, goes through Detroit? Got some feedback coming in on this. Want your phone calls as well. Are you comfortable with that statement here in Detroit right now? And if not, that's fine. Like, I totally get if you want to see more. But it is trending in a very good direction with this young core. I got some line stuff to get to. The best of what Dan Campbell said to the media yesterday. A little foreshadowing of what's ahead. Red Wings with a win last night. So lots coming up here on Carson Anderson here on 97.1.